Thursday is a big day for academic recognition at Sulphur Springs High School. The annual Honors Breakfast takes place Thursday morning, and the annual Honors Assembly Thursday night. I talked about the big events with high school principal Josh Williams.
We've got our breakfast in the morning for our honor graduates, and those are our top 10%. And this year, because we have 270 students in the senior class, almost, we've got 27 honor graduates that we're going to honor, and they've had the opportunity to give us their background and biography and, you know, their input on how their educational experience was at the school, and to invite a teacher in the morning. So they'll all have an opportunity to be honored then, and we really look forward to that. And I get a chance to visit with them and encourage them as they take their, you know, their next steps out.
That is always interesting to see the teachers they bring, and some are repeats, but it's quite a wide number of or different number of staff members that you get to see that they're some of their favorites.
It is. You know, I read through every one of the forms myself, and everything from our high school teachers to middle school teachers down to elementary teachers and principals and former principals and administrators. And it's neat to see the array of people that have had a profound influence on their lives. And I know that it's a great honor for them to get chosen. You know, we as teachers, that's part of what we live for, is that opportunity to really influence a student to greatness and to help them along, and it's like sunshine on our backs.
Yeah. Parents also will be there, I'm sure, to watch their kids be honored.
Yes, sir, of course. Absolutely.
Now, an equally big event coming up, the Honors Assembly at nighttime, and tell us about that this year.
Yes, sir. That'll be tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, over at the Civic Center Auditorium, and it'll be much the way it has been in prior years. We take the opportunity not only to recognize students who've earned scholarships as they go on to college, but also campus-based awards, everything from the honor graduates again to UIL to just great accomplishment and other things. We take that opportunity there, and, you know, parents are invited then too, and we'll be there to honor them as well. It's just a nice time.
And there's a lot of scholarship money to be had out there, and I know they've been very aggressive to try to get as much of that as they can for the
community.
Absolutely.
They're aggressive to get it, and we're aggressive to help them go and get it. As many students as want to go on and continue their education after they graduate, it's our job to pave the way for them and to help them do that.
I know it's nerve-wracking right now to try to work through the many details that have to be taking place, but it's got to be great to go through these events and kind of reflect on them and you know, and what they mean.
It is. It is a great time. It's a great time and a busy time. And I think back to last night's Ag Banquet and just all the greatness we saw there last night. And a lot of work goes into that, but it's worth it. It's worth it. Mr. Johnson put it best. You know, it is for the kids there and to honor them, but we also got to honor he, a great man, who's leaving us. And all these other things that we do, a lot of work goes into it. Miss Birchfield, my assistant, right next door, she's been working nonstop, staying late, just doing a lot of things just to make sure, you know, we want to make it as perfect as it can be to honor the students and, honestly, to honor God in everything we do.
KSST News.